Every year, I promise myself I'll find the perfect gift.
Something they'll actually use.
And love. This year, I found it. The Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
Oh, that's the one that makes cocktails at the push of a button, right?
Exactly. Over 60 bar-quality drinks, from martinis to margaritas. Perfectly crafted every time.
I got one for my sister. And maybe for myself, too.
Smart. It's the season of giving and sipping.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers.
That's a real holiday miracle.
Because the best gifts bring people together and make the holidays a little easier.
Give the gift of better cocktails this season with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. Don't wait. This offer ends December 2nd. Shop now at Bartesian.com/drinks. That's BARTESIAN.com/drinks.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anave, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You know what's on everyone's wish list this year?
Oh, definitely the Bartesian cocktail maker.
It's like having a bartender who never judges your drink order.
Exactly. Just pop in a capsule, press a button, boom. Old-fashioned, margarita, espresso martini.
Over 60 bar-quality cocktails. Zero effort.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers.
Wait, 150?
Yep, up to $150 off. It's the best deal of the season.
Okay, but seriously, how did we ever host before Bartesian?
Last time your kitchen looked like a crime scene. Sticky counters, fruit wedges everywhere.
Yeah, this year, no measuring tools, no mess, just perfect cocktails.
This year, I'm gifting one to my brother.
And myself. For research purposes.
Make the holidays easier and happier with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. But hurry, this Black Friday and Cyber Monday offer ends December 2nd. Get yours now at Bartesian.com/drinks. That's BARTESIAN.com/drinks.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Avery After Dark, the show where we dive into mysteries, hauntings, crimes, and the craziest stories you will ever hear. I'm your host, Avery Ross, and today, ooh boy, we're heading to a place where spooky Victorian ghosts and New York mobsters somehow ended up in the same house. We're visiting the haunted Kreischer Mansion in Staten Island, a gorgeous, eerie Queen Anne-style Victorian that looks like it was built to be haunted. We've got tragic history, ghost sightings, creepy voices, and a gruesome murder that investigators say was one of the most disturbing cases they had ever seen. And it's New York, so that's saying something. I wanted to say thank you for tuning in for this episode. If you're enjoying Avery After Dark, leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you're subscribed to the Avery After Dark YouTube channel. And if you want bonus episodes every month, join the Patreon or memberships on YouTube. We are in the holiday season, and I want to say Avery After Dark is here for you. The holiday season can be a lot. Wherever you are, I want to say it's okay. If you're happy, joyful, that's okay. But if this holiday season is tough on you, maybe you're sad, grieving a loved one, or not in a good place with family, that is okay too. I'm honored to be with you through all the different seasons of your life. It's a time of year where there's a lot of emotions, and I want to be here for you if you need a little escape. I have so many new episodes coming your way in the following months, so it is all good, isn't it? Now it's time to get into our story. So grab a snack, grab a little drink, and maybe your emotional support blanket. This is the haunting of the Kreischer Mansion. To understand this house, we need to meet the family behind it, the Kreischers. They were German immigrants in the 1800s who came to Staten Island to build a brick empire. They made bricks. They had a whole brick factory, and the patriarch, Balthasar Kreischer, was a successful industrialist who built a small village for his workers, Kreischerville. At the peak of his success, he built two fancy Victorian mansions for his sons, Charles and Edward. We're focusing on Charles's mansion, the one that still stands today. Imagine a big ornate Victorian wraparound porch, towers, verandas, intricate wood trim, painted in soft hues of cream and green. Basically, if you had to picture a haunted Victorian in your mind, that's exactly what this house looks like. The family was very successful, but things took a dark turn. The Kreischer family was kind of like a Victorian soap opera. Balthasar Kreischer died in 1886, just a year after the mansions were completed. He would never see what the homes would become. And after Balthasar's death, the business passed to his sons, Edward and Charles. Here came the money troubles, lawsuits, business downturns, the whole American dream, but now it's crumbling storyline. And then tragedy. Edward Kreischer, one of the sons, supposedly took his own life in 1894. On a warm June day, he was found deceased, a gunshot wound in the right temple. Now, I say supposedly and allegedly because many believe that he was actually murdered. There were reports that his wife had an affair with a doctor. Kreischer found out, and his wife was poisoning him with the doctor's help. There were also rumors of business rivalries, debts, disputes with his brother, but nothing was ever proven. So this family built an empire, created a town, and then everything seemed to fall apart. But Edward's death is one of the reasons people believe the house became haunted. Because you got an old Victorian home, tragic death, financial ruin, and family drama. You know what that means? Ghosts. Let's talk about the paranormal reports. First up, the lady in white. Visitors claimed to see a pale, mourning woman wandering the hallways and the upstairs rooms. She's often described as sad-looking, gliding, and occasionally sobbing. Neighbors have even seen her wandering the veranda at dusk. Many believe it's the spirit of Edward's widow. Others believe it was a maid that worked at the mansion who also took her own life. Another frequently encountered ghost is Charles Kreischer. Many have reported hearing footsteps upstairs when the house is empty. Doors slam, voices, whispering, and some swear they've heard a man arguing with someone who isn't there. There's another spirit there, referred to as the kitchen entity. Staff from the time when the house was operating as a restaurant reported pots flying off shelves, drawers yanking open, and one cook said a cold hand touched him while he was cleaning up after hours. I would quit immediately. A cold ghost hand? No, thank you. Minimum wage does not cover paranormal harassment. Am I right? And then we have the basement. The mansion's basement is reportedly pretty spooky. A lot of activity down there. People hear footsteps behind them, temperature drops, the sound of whispering, and people see shadows. And this was before the mob murder. So yes, ghosts were already active in the mansion. So this home was festering with activity. And eventually, the mansion was abandoned. It sat empty for years, its tower windows dark and hollow. In the 1930s, the other Kreischer mansion burned. Only the one mansion remained. And the ghost stories really ran rampant at this point because people would see figures in the windows. By the 20th century, Kreischerville had changed names, first to Charleston, then folded into Staten Island proper. The factory was long gone, but the mansion remained. Residents talked about the cursed mansion, how spooky it was. Local kids dared each other to sneak in after dark. They'd say on certain nights, if you walked past the house, you could hear piano music coming from the parlor, which would be impossible as it was empty. Others swore they saw a figure peering out the upstairs window when the house was locked. Paranormal investigators eventually came to the mansion, and they reported that the Kreischer Mansion was active, one of the most haunted spots in New York. During an investigation in the early 2000s, published in a Staten Island paranormal journal, an investigator recorded, quote, "Temperature dropped 15 degrees instantly. A shadow descended the staircase. Heard a female voice crying for help," end quote. One caretaker told the New York Post, "I've seen a black shadow come down the staircase. I've heard a woman's howling from upstairs. And once, I felt a hand on my shoulder when I was completely alone," end quote. But the mansion's darkest chapter was still waiting. And in 2005, it arrived with a scream. Tis the season to wrap yourself in luxury with a Lola blanket. I love my Lola blanket. It makes my space feel so warm and inviting. It was love at first sight for me, and it is so soft. I use it every day. And this holiday season, all I want to do is wrap myself in my Lola blanket, turn on a good mystery, and sit by the fire. A Lola blanket is also an amazing gift. Whether you're shopping for family or friends, and perfect for anyone who loves to be cozy. And who doesn't love to be cozy? Lola has over 10,000 five-star reviews. Give the gift of softness this holiday season with Lola blankets. For a limited time, our listeners are getting a huge 40% off their entire order at lolablankets.com by using After Dark at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code AFTERDARK for 40% off. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support the show and tell them that I sent you. Summer 2005, the mansion was owned by a developer who hired a caretaker to watch over the property, Joseph Joe Young. And Joe was not just a caretaker. No. He had ties to the Bonanno crime family, one of New York's most infamous mafia clans. According to federal investigators, Young was offered a job, an execution. The target? A man named Robert McElvey, another mob associate who had fallen out of favor. Whether it was mob or money drama, in 2005, Joe lured Robert to the mansion under false pretenses. When Young tried to strangle him, McElvey fought back and a brutal struggle followed. Robert was stabbed multiple times, then dragged outside and drowned in a shallow pond on the property. His remains were burned in the mansion's basement furnace. Neighbors reported seeing smoke rising from the chimney that night. When investigators pieced it together months later, the story horrified even hardened detectives. One federal prosecutor called it a murder so savage, it felt medieval. The mansion's caretaker, Joseph Young, was eventually convicted in 2008 of murder and racketeering. He's now serving a life sentence. And that horrific crime, that murder, breathed new, dreadful life into the mansion's legend. People began to say the ghosts of the Kreischers weren't the only ones roaming those halls anymore. Now, there were new spirits. After the murder, paranormal investigators visiting the mansion said activity skyrocketed, reporting hearing a man's footsteps pacing in the rooms, whispering that didn't match the old Victorian ghosts, sudden cold spots, and overwhelming dread in the basement. And it was reportedly already spooky down there, so I guess it's gotten even spookier. So what is it about this place? Why does the Kreischer Mansion seem to absorb every tragedy? Why do some homes seem to attract darkness? Maybe it's the land, maybe it's the house. Visitors often describe three different energies inside. One, a heavy, heavy sadness. This has been reported for years and is believed to come from Edward's death. Two, a female presence. Like we covered, possibly his widow, or possibly a maid that worked in the mansion, eternally wandering the upstairs hallways. And three, a darker force. According to those who have gone into the mansion, visited, and paranormal investigators, there's an angry, unpredictable, reckless energy in the home. Maybe something left behind from that brutal 2005 murder. While researching the mansion, I came across one report that a ghost hunter said they have captured EVP in the mansion. EVP stands for Electronic Voice Phenomenon. And this ghost hunter claimed they picked up on someone or something saying, "Don't go down there," believed to be referring to the basement. Others hear footsteps following them from room to room. Over the years, the mansion has been featured in films, TV shows, and even ghost hunting specials. Owners have come and gone, and there have been countless events and occasions hosted at the mansion. And let me tell you a quick story about a woman named Elena who worked a catering event at the Kreischer Mansion. Years back, Elena said it was a small event, just 20 people. There were string lights, expensive cheese boards, and the event went well. After it wrapped up around midnight, Elena stayed behind to clean up. As a part of her job, Elena, along with four of her other coworkers, were instructed to do the basic duties: clean up, pack everything into the catering van, basically leave the mansion just how it was. Elena said she was in the dining room stacking plates when she heard footsteps upstairs. Slow, heavy, like someone was pacing. She said she knew everyone had left and thought it was maybe one of her coworkers, but she looked out the window and all four of them were packing items into the van. And the security guard had left early. They had the keys to lock up. She called out, "Hello, anyone still here?" No answer. Then another sound, this time from the hallway behind her, like someone was whispering. She froze. It was a man's voice, and she said she couldn't understand the words, but it sounded like someone was trying to whisper and breathe at the same time, like he was right behind her. She turned around. Nothing. Just the empty hallway and a cold draft. So she does what any normal person would do. She speed walks towards the kitchen. She's trying to get out of there, but halfway there, she saw something out of the corner of her eye. Something moved in the reflection of a glass cabinet. It was only a brief second, but it looked like a man. Not fully solid, but not fully there, just a hazy shape of a man in old-fashioned clothes. Suspenders, white shirt, sleeves rolled up like he had been working. Elena ran out the door towards her coworkers, told them about what happened. All of them go back in, and there's no one in the house. The mansion is empty. She told them about the footsteps, the whispering, and seeing a man. And everyone pretty much knew the rumors about it being haunted, and so her coworkers just laughed and shrugged. This was the first and last event she ever worked at the Kreischer Mansion, but refers to it as the Murder Mansion. And if you think that's creepy, this one comes from a paranormal investigator named Marcus. He visited the Kreischer Mansion with his team in the late 2000s. This guy had been everywhere, haunted prisons, abandoned hospitals, but he said nothing got under his skin like the Kreischer Mansion. So Marcus and his team were setting up equipment, EMF meters, motion sensors, night vision cameras, the works. They placed one camera at the end of the upstairs hallway. Pointing towards the bedrooms, this hallway is famous for shadow figures, cold spots, and the occasional phantom sobbing. Good times. Marcus said everything was normal and quiet for the first hour, but it felt like the house was waiting. Around 1 a.m., Marcus stepped into that hallway to check the camera, and that's when he noticed something weird. The camera had moved. Not fallen, not bumped, moved. Like turned, deliberately. It was now pointing directly at the closed door of the main bedroom. He called out to his team downstairs, asked if anyone had touched it. Nope. They were all accounted for, and the hallway was empty. No drafts, no open windows. So Marcus is pretty interested in how this camera moved on its own, so he stops it and rewinds the footage. And he finds it. At one point, it seems that someone just picked up the camera and moved it. Even creepier, Marcus said he could hear a light breathing, like a man. Slow, gruff, wet-sounding like someone with lungs full of smoke, just as the camera is being moved by these invisible hands. Marcus said they saw and heard a lot of activity at the mansion that night, and was really creeped out by the feeling that whatever was in that hallway wasn't just watching them. This entity, this male spirit, was interacting with them. This haunted mansion stands as one of the most haunted places in New York City. So if you're ever driving along Arthur Kill Road, look and listen closely. You may be able to hear something. The faint echo of hammers from the brickworks, maybe the cries of a ghost that's never left, and look up at the tower. You may see a light flicker, or even a ghostly figure in a window. Would you be interested in visiting the haunted Kreischer Mansion? If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you're following along wherever you tune into Avery After Dark. Turn on post notifications, leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps so much in growing the show. Next episode, I've got so much more mystery coming your way. Until then, this is Avery After Dark.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
It never happens at a good time. The pipe bursts at midnight. The heater quits on the coldest night. Suddenly, you're overwhelmed. That's when HomeServe is here. For $4.99 a month, you're never alone. Just call their 24/7 hotline and a local pro is on the way. Trusted by millions, HomeServe delivers peace of mind when you need it most. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.